going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That dude should return his muscles.
I should be in the mental ward.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's up? It's a Friday in the Bay. You got plans this weekend?
Oh.
I get mad when you and Evan ask me that.
Why?
Because I love ball.
Okay.
So that's a big part of it. And I'm not playing. I told you I was playing tomorrow at the 24-Hour Fitness. I can't go.
By the way, somebody on the text line said, I've been saying you're going to get hurt, and this is kind of it. You're hurt because you're pushing it too hard. You're pushing too hard.
So you're a doctor.
You're pushing too hard.
Who is that? That's nasty. Who is that?
It's an old one.
Yeah, I don't like it.
408, Steiny, you're too old. Let me tell you something, 408. You're going to wish.
That's all I'm saying.
You're going to wish you were as live.
That's it.
As me. At my age.
And me.
I mean, yeah. I'm somebody to endeavor to be like, pretty much, well, in terms of my my activity.
Yeah, I don't like your energy on this trade. It's like they're trying to
do something.
The Niner trade. They got some help. I know he had 2.5 sacks last year. Evan mentioned the team with the Jets, but just another opportunity for somebody to give Bosa and that D-line help, Steiny. So,
because anytime you need to give help to your best player, you're in a good spot. Where's my guy?
Who?
Everybody's saying I'm negative, so I want to quote somebody from the text line who said, here it is, Matt Morse. This is not Matt Steinmetz.
No, Matt.
This is Matt Morse on the YouTube chat. Guru, Bryce Huff was unplayable on the Eagles. The Niners just acquired a bum.
Oh, wow. Hey. Man, so you got
that's
company.
Not me.
Yeah,
that's not me.
Masala and Cup. Masala, bring him back.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Trey in Fairfield. Hey, Trey, how you doing?
Man, what's going on with you guys today?
Hey. That's mine, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you know, we talking about Bay Area moments. Like, man, Guru, I think I'm right there with you with the 89 quake, because I can remember that like it was yesterday.
Man.
You know, it's certain things and life that take place that you remember exactly what you were doing and exactly what happened leading up to that and after that, you know. And like when I thought about like the 89 quake, I remember I was at football practice and we were running wind sprints. And of course, like, you know, like when you're running wind sprints, you're tired and you have your, like, your hands like on your knees, like on your thighs. And all of a sudden the ground just started moving. And like, I just thought I was just tired. You know, that's how hard we was been going in practice. And then find out it was an earthquake, but then not knowing the magnitude of the earthquake and what the damage that it did. Now I'm going home, getting ready for the World Series. I'm ready to see my A's do it like they did.
Yeah.
man, you know, yeah. And then, like, I'm hearing reports from, like, one of my partners talking about, hey, nah, the game got canceled. They talking about the Bay Bridge had collapsed. When they said the Bay Bridge had collapsed, I'm thinking, like, the whole Bay Bridge had failed. Mm. I didn't think, like, a piece of it. I'm thinking, like, when they say collapse, I'm thinking, like, you mean, like, the entire Bay Bridge is out? Because that's, you know, because reports wasn't accurate back then. Like you said, it was no cell phones, you know. Nothing to go to, no social media back then. So, you know, you got everything just like on the fly, like what you heard or when you got home, when you saw the actual news, you know. But, yeah, I can relate to, yeah, it was an 89 quake for me also.
Wow. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate the call.
So you and I were, well, you weren't here, but I was inside. He was actually outside. Man, Stoney.
Yeah, it was one for the ages. Okay, so the Niners. Kyle Shanahan yesterday at OTAs. How you feeling about the team? This should get you a little more excited.
The way I addressed it the most was our last meeting in January. I just told the guys, I talked about how the season ended the year before and how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back. And I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are. And a lot of us have played a lot of football here. But we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them. And the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here, and it's be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up, and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them, which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day, and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them, not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't. And they all showed up, and they've all been working, and to me, that's something I really appreciate, and know I got the right guys.
Wow. No, why is that a wow? He's excited.
No, it's not. There's nothing wrong. It's just, I don't want to give you the victory lap, but he's basically saying, you know, like a school teacher, I got to call and check up on the pro athletes to make sure they're about it or they're in. That's how I took that. But also, furthermore, Stoney, the fact that you play deep into the season like they've had, how much that actually takes out of you, and the fact that they had 5 weeks and their offseason started sooner. Kyle's saying into a microphone, you know, for just an average Bear or fan like me, I'm like, yeah, okay, it doesn't really matter. But I guess to him it does in regard to them, you know, the guys that are returning fresh.
I think it matters.
Wow.
I think it absolutely matters. I mean, I absolutely feel like the offseason last year set the tone for the season, and they never really got together. I don't think they were together as a team. I think guys had agendas. Then other guys got hurt. Then somebody was involved in a really unfortunate situation. Then they lost some close games that they shouldn't have lost. And they weren't together enough to galvanize. And they continue to lose games in the same way. So I would, if I were a Niner fan, yes, I would like the fact that everybody's there and everybody's pretty much under contract, and you can get going when, you know, training camp starts.
And I'll just say this, you know, I'm being real here. You don't have to tell the great Jerry Rice and Terrell Owens what to do and when to do it in the offseason. It's just a given. All the top-tier athletes that work hard like that. But, Stoney, let me ask you this. Why was last year different? When in years past, we saw the Niners either go to the Super Bowl, come back, get back to the NFC Championship game, and if they lost that, they got back to the NFC Championship game. So why was it different last year? Was it because the way they lost in overtime, so deflating? Why was that different last year, I would ask? Kyle, if I could.
I don't think the agenda was team first. To me, it's not hard. 888-957-9570. What went wrong last year? McCaffrey wanted a contract. Ayuk wanted a contract. Trent Williams wanted a contract. One guy was here not practicing. The other guy wasn't here at all. One guy got a contract extension right off the bat. I don't know how to say it any other than I don't think they were together. I just don't. I think that everything, I think personal agendas got in the way.
So none of it was about football? Because I believe that, to me, well, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I think it became about football when the season started, and then you got into, well, Deebo Samuel's not having a great
or
year.
Or McCaffrey's not here.
Yeah, of course. It was all one big ball of crap last year. I mean, they were 6-11. How many times did we come in here on a Monday thinking?
Oh, I did.
Lost another one that everybody thinks they should have won. Antonio's in Oakland.
Hey,
what's up, A? How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty solid, man.
Good to hear.
You know, as far as the 49ers go, I think the 49ers can win a division, man. I mean, who are we fearing in a division? I mean, the Seahawks. They got Legion of Boom back there, and
what about the Rams?
Marshawn Lynch again.
The Rams.
Oh, yeah, the Rams. I mean, you know, Devontae Adams, he looked past his prime. We got Matt Stafford. He's 37 years old. He's old. Remember, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, they're the oldest guys ever. So that means you got to keep the same energy. Matt Stafford must be old, too. And at least Matt Stafford, even when he was younger, he never was a top five quarterback. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about them either. Arizona, are we really worried about them? No. I'm not saying we're going to win a Super Bowl, but our Super Bowl window is not closed also. I think we're going to win a division, and like I said, we got the easiest schedule, but, I mean, that schedule can change, and some of those teams probably end up good. You never know, but I think we got a chance to win it, man, because we're going to win a division first, and then we'll go from there. Bob Myers had me what's up?
No, go ahead. I got a question for you then at the end, but go ahead.
If Bob Myers had me running the Warriors, we would have LaMelo Ball right now. Or Tyrese Halliburton, but that's not here nor there. Thanks, guys. I love y'all.
Well, you too, A. And
I mean, thanks, Antonio.
Those are two players.
He still thinks the Warriors' window's open, though. So
do the Warriors. Nobody cares. Just because you
think,
say it's
I
not.
I don't think they do. I don't think they believe it.
And I think they're trying to die on the hill that I feel better the way the Warriors season ended as opposed to them looking old and dusted and disgusted, losing to Minnesota as opposed to our best player got hurt. Run it back.
You don't even mean that. You don't mean run it back.
If you guarantee me health.
Say something that makes sense.
Well, Pearsall's already got a tweaked hammy. But he's a baby.
Let's go to this guy, though.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey.
C-Mac. Christian is pretty, he's as ready as any player I've ever been around. When he gets hurt, you know, he's got to rehab and get better. Right now, he's healthy as can be. We got to kind of protect him from himself. But Christian has a good idea of what he needs to do right now. He's doing a lot less than he normally would do, but I know he's excited on how healthy he feels and the fact that he can get out there.
All right, so good news. Christian McCaffrey's feeling spry, should be ready.
Yeah.
But you'll find a way to worry, though, right?
No, worry is not.
They said he's 2023 McCaffrey.
Say and do is different. And when he had that calf injury, there was much of nothing up until we were at the Monday night game and the whispers and the news broke that he wasn't going to play. And then we saw how long he was going to be out. All I'm telling you is the obvious, partner. This season goes as he goes. That's how it is. You can like it or take it or leave
it. What about Brock Purdy?
I mean, he's a big part of it, too. But if Brock Purdy doesn't have Christian McCaffrey for 85 to 90% of the season, then I think we're going to see what we saw last year from the Niner offense.
This to me is right on the money from our great friend Jim Mole. Some 49er players saw the window closing and they wanted to get paid. I think there's a lot of truth to that. I just do. And sometimes if you're not focused on the task at hand, I think last year
nobody quit.
They probably were less focused on winning a Super Bowl than they had been in the previous 2 years. And I think it was a mental fatigue. I think one of the reasons that those guys held out or because the season went long and they were like Trent Williams, like, I'm not going. It's too long a season. And they got off to a bad start.
But I can't argue any of that because nobody's wrong today. But Stani, you sound like a guy that's not saying the Niners window is shut. If you and Jim Mole or the Jim Moles of the world are correct and it wasn't about football and being physical and it wasn't about attrition, which I think – didn't go the Niners' way last year. Ayuk, McCaffrey, Trent even at times. Everybody. Fred Warner for, you know, much of the back end of the season. Then how can you be so sure the window's shut if you're coming in with the right mental game?
Because that doesn't win you a Super Bowl in and of itself. It just helps if you got a team that can perform at that level. Coming up in 10 minutes, Brian Baldinger.
Oh, we got Baldy?
Yeah, we got Baldy in 10 minutes.
Because he had some strong stuff about this Niner team last year. Let's see where he's at, Stani.
We're also going to be discussing the trade that the Niners are working through.
Bryce Huff from Philadelphia to San Francisco. So Baldy's been around the Jets a lot and has been with the Eagles in their camp spring, summer. So he's got a lot of valuable information that we're going to chat with him about.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Let's go.
No, I just think that last year it snowballed on him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just the negativity. And I do think... So... Help me here. They went to two straight Super Bowls. No, they went to an NFC. They lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship.
Came back.
Then they lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, overtime.
See, I actually understand how you get that far 2 years in a row, how you could almost have a letdown the following year. I know that fans think, well, they should have been more motivated. I just don't know if it works like that. I think the veteran players, they missed out 2 years ago. They missed out last year. And you start to think about how long the season is, and it just becomes daunting to start thinking about, man, we gotta play 17 weeks, and we've got to win 11 games and get to the postseason. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
So you really are on the heel of, like, they made this trade for Huff. And again, Stoney, 2.5 sacks last year. We just had some callers call in. He was unplayable for the Eagles. But the Niners trust in their intel and feel like, and we all saw it play out last year, that the defensive line needs help. But you're really throwing shade Bosa's way because his position, that defensive line needs an infusion of talent, and hopefully you got Mikael Williams, and now this kid, like, I don't think that's all bad or pointed at Bosa.
So,
because that's a big deal.
Sometimes I feel like, okay, I'll make a statement. You tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Bosa hasn't lived up to his contract.
I have no problem.
Okay. That means the level of play that he's played at since he got the contract has been subpar for him.
Right.
So, he either has to play better or, I guess, go get another guy to take some pressure off him.
Right, and that's where I was going. So we'll see what, this move means. But Bosa can't run. It's not, he's under the microscope. But if you're telling me it's just him out there and Givens, guys like that, he still got to show up. So I don't think the light has shined any brighter on Bosa and where he's at in his career, especially last year, where you felt like, man, the defensive line is just not getting it done.
So you're saying Bosa's got to get better.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I mean,
well, just production. We know what he's capable of and what he's done.
I know, but I mean, I mean, think about some of the contracts they've given out.
And what if I asked you, is the Niner D-line an area of strength or weakness right now? I'm closer to weakness.
Well, I think
why this trade helps.
I think
you would hope.
I think both lines we have no idea about.
And the games are won in the trenches.
Yeah,
we'll like that's not you smile. That's not good.
Well, they may maybe their lines are gonna end up being pretty good. I don't know.
Well, if you're right about this offseason, you know, the 5 weeks that they had to get fresh, which I don't want to say I scoff at. I'm like, man, everybody has a story. But they've kind of mastered that these last 5 years because they played almost more football than anybody. But I guess last year was the one-off to where you're saying maybe the way they lost in the Super Bowl overtime, the guys wanted to get paid. Guys have got paid on this team before and performed.
Yeah, why isn't it possible that the 49ers last year were kind of like the Warriors this year? And that is, they were coming off two successful seasons and they didn't have enough. After two seasons of playing into February, they came back too soon, or, you know, came back faster than a team that didn't make the playoffs. And it's the NFL. They're going to play three seasons of 20 plus games. I just don't think they could. I just don't think they had it in them last year. A lot of their veteran guys, and then things just started to snowball. Yeah. You know what though? I mean, I probably should have said their Super Bowl window. I shouldn't have said it's closed because I did forget. And I'm the schedule. Oh my God.
Well, I got you.
I mean, the schedule alone could get them to the playoffs. So once you're in the playoffs, who knows? So maybe I should say the window's still cracked a little.
Yeah, and that's why I told you have to be careful doing that too, especially when you're coming off a 6-11 campaign of pointing the finger like, oh, Seattle's nothing, New Orleans is nothing, and we see more worst to first or team improvement in the NFL than I believe than any other sport. So you just got to, Stoney, you got to handle your business and you got to get better. And I'm going to say this, and we'll ask Baldy, because he was honest with us last year about the speed that he didn't see from this Niner team as a whole, but just what this trade will do and how much it will bolster the Niners' defensive line. But the fact that they've went to do it tells me they know Bosa needs help. And you can say, well, that's a bad thing or an indictment on Bosa. But damn it, for me, if I'm a Niner fan, Stoney, I'm sitting there saying, okay, hopefully this guy can tap into what he did 2 years ago with the Jets and Saleh and have a bounce back season and help this team get back to a dominant D. Or what's really eating at me, and I shared this with you before, Stoney, sometimes when you have dynasties, and I think that's what the Niners were, or as close to it as you can get, and you talk about the wear and tear, heartbreak hotel, all the winning that they've done, sometimes, you know, those windows close and then you got to reinvent yourself. And you talked about the draft, and a lot of these young guys are going to get the opportunity to make an imprint on this team and get them back to prominence or even the playoffs. I mean, there's a lot of questions for the Niners going into this season because you got to bounce back, or maybe, Stoney, what did we use last time I saw you? Maybe they're just in a state of transition.
Yeah. Austin in San Jose. Stoney, dangerous thought to assume the teams you are playing be bad.
Mm.
Relax. Guru is making a great point. Look at the Commanders last year, 4-13 to 12-5. Yeah, there might be a team or two out of that group that's better than we think.
Yeah.
But collectively, all those teams are not going to be good teams.
But you got six games of your 17 against your division. And I'm not sitting
here
telling...
How do you rank the division compared with other divisions in football? Where does the NFC West rank? We can ask Baldy that on the other side.
Well, the Rams were 12 or 9 yards away from going to the NFC Championship beating Philly. They didn't. But, I mean, that was a game. And Philly went on to win the Super Bowl. But I'm just telling you, the Rams, the winner of your division, is a great place to start.
Right, but what about the overall? Like, how I'm just asking, Is the NFC West the best division in football?
Right now, I wouldn't say it, but I wouldn't say it's chopped liver. You got, Philly? I think Dallas is going to bounce back. And you got the Commanders. So those are three teams in the NFC East.
Is there any, is the AFC, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, is that a better one?
Well,
better division than the NFC West?
I don't know what to make of the Steelers. I don't know who's quarterbacking. Lamar's Lamar. They're going to be a player. But I think he's right. Like, Steiny, who saw the Commanders last year? I'm just saying.
No, there's going to be a team.
Okay. Or team.
But I did. I don't think there's going to be a lot of them because, but there might, yeah, there'll probably be a team, maybe two. But it doesn't take away from the fact that their schedule is absolute fish.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this.
They should be able to take advantage of some of it.
I ain't going to fight you on that. But I'll tell you what. It's 1 week at a time, right? So they open up at Seattle. That's your first game. Okay? So that's just not a walk in the park. Seattle came in here and night-nighted you. I'm just last year, and I know they got a different quarterback.
Was
I expect them to be
year?
A player.
They were 10-7, I think. They didn't make the playoffs, but they were 10-7, something like that. I don't know. Is Seattle – that's a good question about Seattle. Are they getting better? Are they getting worse? Are the 49ers getting better or worse? I know we think they're better than a 6-11 team, but I'm kind of talking about, you know, this team in compared to the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, let's say last year 6-11. Even though they were 6-11, let's say they were more like a 10-7 team. If they would have been buttoned up and gotten a break here, break there, would that change the way we think about this season? If let's say they made the playoffs last year but lost in their first playoff game,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know where 49er fans, and I think it's a fair question. Where are they,
man?
Like
you got to rebuild your defense. That we know. This is your third defensive coordinator since, you know what I mean? Like, he left, and it hadn't been, you know what? I can't hate on Sorensen, Stoney, or our guy, we're kind of built for this, Wilkes. But, you know, they were minutes away from a Super Bowl win. He got ran, and now Saleh's coming back. And I got to tell you, Stoney, the groceries that are about to go in the Niner gumbo, I don't know if the sausage or the onions or – everything, the shrimp, I don't know if it's as good as what he had last year. I know for a fact last time Saleh was here, he doesn't have that at his disposal. And you talked about it. They're going to depend on some youngsters and this trade that they just made. Huff, we'll see what he can do.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Anybody know where they think the Niners are? They've been knocking on the door for 2 years. Last year, they fell out of it. They had a lot of bad things happen, some self-inflicted, other not. But they were 6-11. I mean, I guess what I really want to know is, do people think that essentially they're a 10-win team that didn't win 10 games last year? Do 49er fans think that? Because as much as I may agree or disagree with it, it's not an unfair thought to think that not as much is going to go wrong this year as opposed to last year, but we'll see. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Brian Baldinger on the other side. We're going to talk about the 49ers trade. They acquired Bryce Huff, somebody to play opposite Nick Bosa. He was with the Eagles last year, and the year before that, he's with the Jets. Brian Baldinger on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.